This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Most of the things people believe about guns and bullets comes from what they see in the movies or on TV. And sadly, almost everything that's depicted on TV or in the movies about guns is completely wrong. It's bad physics, bad science, bad math. It's as if the writers have no clue how firearms actually work. And so I wanted to walk through a few examples with you here today, because I think it's important for people to actually understand the physics of firearms so that you have an accurate, you know, grasp of reality. And maybe that'll just help people become, well, more comfortable with the reality of how guns function and how they don't function, because a lot of what's depicted is kind of fear-mongering, really, frankly. Anyway, thank you for joining me here today. This is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm also the publisher of Guns.News as well as Gear.News. If you are interested in any kind of gear, you know, survival gear, preparedness gear, you can find that at Gear.News. So first thing is that bullets don't cause any damage once they've stopped moving. We often see in movies that someone gets shot, and then this is in almost every movie and every TV show. They're immediately rushed to a table, a makeshift table of some sort, or an emergency room where somebody desperately fishes around in their tissue to get the bullet out, and the person is writhing on the table and everything's horrible. But then the bullet is found and someone clasps the bullet and pulls the bullet out, and then everything is okay. Oh my God, we got the bullet out. It's going to be fine. The bullet's out. You're okay. This is complete nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It doesn't work that way at all. A bullet being lodged in your body does essentially no harm whatsoever after it has stopped moving. Bullets cause damage by dispensing energy into the tissue, causing tissue damage, typically hemorrhaging. So a lot of internal bleeding. But they can also cause structural damage, of course, if they strike bones and, you know, pelvis or the spinal column or the collarbones and so on. But once they've stopped moving inside your body, they are not typically a problem except in very rare situations. So if you get shot in the shoulder and you have a bullet lodged in your shoulder, that bullet's not causing any damage. What you need to do is stop the bleeding from the bullet dispensing energy into your shoulder tissues, which probably cause a lot of bleeding. So you stop the bleeding. If the bullet's inside your shoulder, that's fine for now. You get to a hospital, then you have surgery to perhaps patch up some of the damage that's been done to the tissues and also remove the bullet. But frankly, removing that bullet is not even the most important part of this. It's far more important to stitch up, you know, arteries or stop the bleeding or stitch up tissues that need to be repaired. So this idea that, oh, we got the bullet out, you're going to be fine, is total nonsense. But you see it depicted in the movies all the time. Another thing is that in many cases, bullets actually do not lodge in your body. They pass through your body. So if you look at people who have been shot by police, let's say, in a lot of cases, the bullets go through them, and it's called overpenetration. And depending on what the bullet strikes in your body or doesn't strike, the bullet can pass right through. And again, this can be very dangerous because the bullet can tumble as it's moving through your body. So when bullets tumble, that is, they're not just maintaining their linearity. They're not just passing straight through cleanly. If they tumble or if they expand, because we have hollow point bullets, for example, that expand, that's when they cause a tremendous amount of tissue damage. But you know, what's called a full metal jacket bullet or FMJ tip will very often pass right through your body, obviously leaving a hole, but perhaps not imparting all of the kinetic energy of the bullet into your tissues. This is actually better for someone who is shot. It's usually better for the bullet to pass straight through and keep going rather than the bullet to be lodged in the body. Why is that? Because again, the bullet imparts damage through the transmission of kinetic energy from the bullet itself to your tissues. And remember, energy is 1/2 times mass times velocity squared. So, you know, the speed of the bullet is the V squared aspect of that formula. The faster the bullet is traveling, the more damage it can do by far. However, if some of that velocity is maintained in the bullet as it passes through your body and continues on after your body, then that is kinetic energy that was not transmitted to your tissues, which means that the bullet will carry some of its damage potential outside your body to somewhere else, maybe lodging in a wall or hitting the ground eventually, or perhaps striking a vehicle or a building or something that you're standing next to. Who knows? The point is, when a bullet passes through your body, that can often be a less critical wound or less damage than a body than a bullet, excuse me, that actually stops in your body, thus imparting all of its kinetic energy to your tissues. Now, I'm not trying to get too technical here. This is just basic science. However, so many people misunderstand firearms and bullets and so on that this may seem counterintuitive if you're not familiar with this subject. All right, the next topic here is people think that if they get shot by a bullet, that it launches them off the floor, flings them out maybe a window if they're in a Hollywood movie, or blows them back 20 or 25 feet, causing them to land on their back somewhere else. They think a bullet somehow carries this tremendous amount of kinetic energy that can lift them off the ground. Well, if this were true, because of conservation of energy and basic Newtonian physics, if this were true, then the person firing the bullet would also be blown back 20 or 25 feet. Otherwise, there couldn't be that much kinetic energy in the bullet itself. So this idea that you get shot by a gun and you get blown back 20 or 25 feet is total fiction. Complete nonsense. You know, unless you're getting shot with, a World War II 88mm anti-aircraft gun from the Third Reich, that could obliterate you or blast you back many feet. But that's an anti-aircraft gun. You know, that thing is like, 4 inches in diameter, whatever it is. That's not a handgun nor a rifle. Handguns and rifles, and even shotguns, do not contain or impart the kinetic energy required to blow people across a room. Anytime you see that in a movie is total nonsense. It's complete fiction. And yet you see it depicted very frequently. And it's because most people in Hollywood who write these scripts are illiterate when it comes to firearms. They actually think that guns blow people across the room. They actually believe that bullets are bad when they're lodged in your body. They think the bullet is causing the damage somehow after it has stopped moving. You know, these Hollywood writers tend to be anti-gun people, and thus they don't even have any clue how guns work. It would be like having somebody write about driving a car if they had never driven a car. But that's what we see in Hollywood today. All right, another myth you see about guns in movies and TV is when it comes to sniper rifles or long-range shooting, you always see in every movie, every TV show, without exception, you always see the sniper, you see their reticle, which is their scope, and you see crosshairs in the center of the scope, and these crosshairs are lined up on the target, and then the sniper pulls the trigger and the target is hit with the sniper round. Well, this is complete BS. It's total nonsense. This never happens in the real world with long-range shooting. In long-range shooting, the reticle is not held over the target. Why is that? Well, because bullets don't travel in a straight line. Well, why is that? It's because of something called gravity and another thing called wind. So gravity, of course, causes the nonlinear acceleration of your bullet on the vertical axis, in other words, toward the ground at 9.8 meters per second, just basic acceleration of gravity, right? So it's not a linear function. Bullets don't travel in straight lines, at least not on Earth. They can in space, by the way. If you can fire a bullet in outer space, it will travel in a straight line. Does not travel in a straight line on Earth, nor any planet with any kind of atmosphere and gravity, which, of course, is, I mean, every planet has gravity. Not every planet has an atmosphere, but Earth does. And so since hopefully you're not shooting guns on Saturn or Mars or wherever, we're talking about Earth. Okay. So bullets drop according to gravity, the acceleration of gravity. Bullets also move horizontally according to the wind. And this also is not a linear equation. Bullets are accelerated by wind, where a certain amount of wind blowing on a bullet from side to side will tend to not move it as much in the first 1 or 2 seconds of it being blown, but then the bullet's trajectory will accelerate more horizontally as the wind sort of catches it better. If you think of the bullet as a very small, tiny sail, it has a horizontal profile. That's what the wind is catching and pushing. Well, just like in a sailboat, if you're at a standstill in the water and the wind starts blowing against your sail, it doesn't change the direction of your boat immediately. It takes time for the acceleration of your horizontal speed to match the wind speed. And the same thing is true with bullets. So bullets don't travel in straight lines on Earth. Never. They never, ever, ever travel in straight lines unless, let's say, you're shooting straight down without any wind or straight up without any wind, which nobody is doing. Okay? Make sense? So what this means is that a sniper, if you put the crosshairs over your target and pull the trigger, you will always miss, unless you're at very, very close range, like, I don't know, 200 yards or less. Yet in movies, it's always depicted, oh, here's somebody who's 1,000 yards away or 1,500 yards away, and the sniper puts the crosshairs over the target, pulls the trigger, whoa, it's a hit. Never happens. So in truth, the sniper is actually holding what's called the bullet drop. They're holding the crosshairs above the target by a calculated amount. And this amount, of course, depends on the distance and the velocity of the cartridge. In other words, the flight time, how many seconds it takes to reach the target, which determines how much time the acceleration of gravity has to act on that bullet and pull it down, and so on. And this is why long-range shooting is actually a very technical thing. It requires someone who is typically very well-trained or, like in my case, who has a scientific background and can do the math and understands the ballistics and all the coefficients and gravity and so on. So good long-range snipers are usually good at math. And they're usually very, very intelligent people who have the ability to understand all of the various forces that are taking place on that cartridge as they fire the cartridge and send that bullet downrange. The other thing is you're holding wind. So if the wind is blowing from left to right, you are holding your reticle to the left of your target, because the area where your rifle is pointing is not the place where the bullet's going to end up striking because of the wind. Remember, the wind is pushing the bullet. So you've got gravity pulling it down and wind pushing it from one side to another. And these two forces are altering the path of your bullet. And that's why the reticles that are depicted in TV and movies are complete BS and make no sense whatsoever. Now, the last point I'd like to cover here is the fact that in gunfights, most people miss most of their targets most of the time. In TV, movies, and Hollywood, people are always hitting their targets, at least the good guys are hitting their targets with uncanny accuracy. The bad guys are always missing for some reason, but the good guys are always hitting. Isn't that amazing? Especially if your role is played by Keanu Reeves, he can hit every target every time with every shot. This never happens in the real world, not even with the best shooters. And in a real combat situation, when people are nervous and their hands are shaking and their attention is distracted or they're under fire themselves, they miss most of the time. In fact, most police officers miss most of the time. I bet if you took a statistical survey of all the shots fired by law enforcement officers across America over the last 20 years against potential assailants or violent criminals, I am willing to bet you would find fewer than 5% of those bullets actually struck their intended targets. I mean, it's a guess, but it's an educated guess. I'm willing to bet 19 out of 20 bullets or more miss their targets. And this is for law enforcement who are trained in deploying handguns or rifles, what have you. This is what you need to understand. Bullets do not seek out their targets. They're not, you know, heat-seeking missiles. They're just dumb pieces of lead that are fired at a specific trajectory, and they continue along that path until they strike something. And in a gunfight, people are moving. The shooter is moving. The person being targeted is often moving or ducking or hiding. Things are loud. Things are shattering, perhaps, beside you. Walls are shattering and splinters of wood are coming off. The floor is shattering because of bullet strikes there and so on. Most people miss most of the time. So in truth, in a gunfight, people are missing just constantly. And this is not accurately depicted in the movies because they seem to indicate that everybody, that a gun can, is just like a simple tool that anybody can pick up, but it isn't. And that's really my main point here. A gun is not something that any person can pick up and use effectively. It takes training. Now, yes, most people can get the training and they can practice and acquire the skills to effectively practice self-defense, for example, or if you're, let's say, a police officer, to effectively halt a violent person who's intent on committing violence against others. But you can't just pick up a gun and use it without training and practice. I know there are accidental shootings and so on. Those are extremely rare. Most of them are actually suicides where people are intending to shoot themselves. But for a person to pick up a gun and actually go out and commit a mass shooting with no training whatsoever is extremely difficult for that person to pull off. And that's why the mass shootings that have the highest body counts clearly involve people who have had some kind of practice or skills training with their firearms. But that's also why you need good guys and gals with firearms, you know, concealed carry, law enforcement, and so on, to stop those bad guys who are trying to commit violence against innocent people with firearms. So those are some of the truths about guns that you'll never really see accurately depicted in Hollywood, but they are truths that I think you need to know. You can hear more or read more about all of this at guns.news. And also check out secondamendment.news, which of course covers the Second Amendment, as you might expect. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I'm a concealed carry gun owner. I carry firearms, and I am a steel target shooter, and to some extent, a competitive shooter as well. So I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to firearms. Hope I never have to use one to defend my life. But society is depending on those of us who are law-abiding citizens to carry firearms and to be able to deploy them to halt violence if we have no other choice. So let's hope that day never comes for any of us. But if it does, it's good that we have the skills and the ethics to deploy these tools effectively to stop violence and save lives. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.